Welcome to the podcast, Claim Your Excellent Life, with your host, Suzanne Kellner-Zink, where she helps professional women learn how to be happy. Suzanne will teach you how to do this through building high self-esteem, relaxation and calm, and good, healthy relationships. Tune in every week as Suzanne shares effective strategies to help you claim your excellent life with happiness techniques, self-esteem building exercises, relationship tips, and relaxation information. Make sure to head over to dawningvisions.com to subscribe to the newsletter to receive your keys to happiness, as well as other useful free gifts for you.
In this episode of Claim Your Excellent Life, we are going to be speaking of letting go of judgment. I wonder how many times you've been out in the world and you're looking at people. And maybe you saw something about them that didn't really resonate with something inside you that made them seem to be maybe as good as you or as smart as you. Maybe it was someone who had multiple colors in their hair, or maybe someone who had a lot of earrings pierced all throughout their body. You know, those particularly nice ones, those tongue earrings and those eyebrow earrings. I know for me, they kind of give me the heebie-jeebies. However, for you, it may be something different. We all create judgments when we look at people. And sometimes we create judgments when we listen to people. Or maybe we pretend to listen to people, but we don't really hear what they have to say. And so maybe we think they're not as smart as us, as worldly as us, as caring as us. Mostly as good as us. And this is a really terrible thing. Because, honestly, I can tell you, I am guilty of making judgments of other people. When I see people who have these multiple piercings all throughout their face, tattoos all over their body, the first thing that enters my mind is that they probably have a lot of anger inside them. Which, for some of them, may very well be true. For others, it's just a matter of self-expression one way or another. They think it's cool. For me, many times I just find it a way to destroy the beautiful bodies that they were given. But that's my judgment, you see? We all have judgments. Or how about the person who cusses every other word? I do have my times when I do that. I have worked to make that be less of a part of my life, but honestly, it's been quite a challenge for many, many years, like since age 13, when I was working at the vet hospital, and the adults who worked there, this is what they did. They used cuss words all the time. They didn't use them in the way that teenagers use them, but they were used nonetheless. It became a habit, a really bad habit, for a professional person especially. And because of those bad words that I use sometimes, people make a judgment of me. Not a judgment that is probably very, well, positive, maybe? Judgment, nonetheless. And then you take a look at other people who look very intellectual, they look like they have their lives together. Like the people at the Rotary Clubs. When I do speeches, they're all very busy doing what they can do out there in the world to make the world better, doing their service projects. And yet there's many of them who have different anxieties and problems that they're dealing with inside their own lives, which no one at that meeting would necessarily know about because their happy faces are on. You know, they're doing what they're supposed to be doing to build business. And yet, there they are, tortured inside. And that's not a judgment, that's a reality, because we all have those areas in life that we're working through on some level or another. So, I don't know what it is for you about other people that helps you to make judgments about them one way or another, for better or for worse. The one thing I would like you to know is that, truly, if you don't want people to make judgments of you, stop making judgments of them. Or at least realize that this is exactly what you're doing, and make it a habit to stop doing it wherever you can. Because truly, we people are all the same inside for the most part. We just want to be happy. Do things that make us feel good. And hopefully add to our community for our having been here. That being said, many of the people that I've worked with over the years were people who had all kinds of illnesses that were very highly stigmatized. I'm talking about people with sex addictions. These are not the people who are pedophiles. These are people who, by and large, look like average everyday people out there, be it the blue-collar type or the white-collar type, who just had an issue with being unable to stop their compulsive looking for sexual encounters wherever they go. To those people with drug addictions and alcoholism, and of course there's the many people who suffer with depression and anxiety issues as well. Most people suffer from not feeling good about themselves in some way, shape, or form, and it may be something that most other people would never realize just to look at them. And then you have the people in the world who are heavy, and you can see that they're different because of the weight that they have on their body. But in this ridiculous world that we live in, where over 63% of the people in this country are overweight, we still have this ridiculous notion that people ought to be a certain weight. Generally a weight that's not even healthy for them if they were to lose so much weight. Which brings me to the other group of people that I've worked with over a period of years, which is the anorexics and the bulimics, who have made dieting and binging, calorie counting and exercise, all that they spend their time on. And they don't really understand why. All they know is that they feel better when they're doing that. They feel lousy when they stop. It's all addictions as far as I'm concerned, the dopamine running. But what I want to point out to you is this. When these people come in to see me to have their work done, the first thing that I tell them after the initial introductions is that I really would like them to understand that I'm not making any judgment of them for who they are or what they've done. Because honestly, if these folks knew the things that I've done in my past, I certainly wouldn't want the judgment that they would heap on me. And with that, they usually smile, some of them laugh, and we're off to getting the work done. Because we realize that we're equals, that no one is above doing things that maybe others might find to be, well, off-putting, negative, something that you'd rather not know that the other person is doing. And yet we all have those areas in our lives, to whatever degree we do. So I'm going to invite you to get to know people before you make judgments of them. Let them have a say. And then, what you're most likely find in most situations, not all, but most, is that the person who you're making a judgment of maybe wasn't worthy of that judgment. Maybe they were worthy of a higher opinion of them than what you knew. Because just because they looked a certain way, it really had nothing to do with their heart, their soul, or what they're here in this world to do. And remember, the last thing that you would like anyone else to do of you is to make a negative judgment. However, if someone makes a positive judgment and gives you a compliment, be sure to thank them. It's all you need to do. Just a little thank you, or thank you for noticing, and let it go. And woman, if you're taking all that time to get dressed to the nines, and some gentleman says to you that you look great, the only response to that is, thank you very much. Otherwise, why did you waste your time getting all dressed up? So remember, let go of the judgments. And you know what? There's another layer to this whole thing. You know why we make judgments? I know some of you know this. The reason we make judgments is because we judge ourselves, usually harshly. And that's what you're doing when you're out there in the world judging other people. You're taking those judgments that you have of yourself, projecting them onto that person in front of you, and coming up with something negative more often than not. So how about getting in touch with who you truly are? And if you're going to make a judgment of yourself, make it a positive judgment. Because as you go through the world meeting people, it's way cooler to get to know someone on a positive level of knowingness rather than a negative. And of course, if over the term of the conversation or the relationship, someone shows themselves to be less than what you would like to be hanging around or interacting with, by all means, stop interacting with them and move on to someone who has more to offer you in a positive sense. By doing this, you're going to find your life is so much easier, so much more fun, and so much more gratifying. Letting go of your judgments of yourself, and then letting go of the judgments of others around you.
Thank you for listening to the podcast, Claim Your Excellent Life, with your host, Suzanne Kellner-Zink, where she helps professional women learn how to be happy. Suzanne teaches you how to do this through building high self-esteem, relaxation and calm, and good, healthy relationships. Tune in every week as Suzanne shares effective strategies to help you claim your excellent life with happiness techniques, self-esteem building exercises, relationship tips, and relaxation information. Make sure to head over to dawningvisions.com to subscribe to the newsletter to receive your keys to happiness, as well as other useful free gifts for you.